This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. International Youth Day being celebrated today. New government to be formed in Lumbini province. Public and private vehicles banned after 8 PM in Kathmandu Valley. And at least 13 people died and dozens trapped in India landslide. Now the news in detail. International Youth Day is being celebrated all over the world, including in Nepal today, with the slogan Transformation in a Food System, Youth Innovation for Human and Global Health. Vice Chairman of the Council, Madhu Dungel, said that the day is being observed virtually due to the coronavirus pandemic. In order to address the issues of the youth, the United Nations has decided to celebrate August 12 every year since 1999 as International Youth Day. In Nepal, the day was celebrated for the first time in 2004 under the leadership of organizations working with the youth. It has been officially celebrated since 2016 under the leadership of the council. The government has been working on youth leadership development by forming the National Youth Council in 2015. In Nepal, youth constitute 40.3% of the total population. The ruling Nepali Congress has called a meeting of the party's Central Working Committee this afternoon. According to Nepali Congress Office Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel, the schedule of the party's 14th General Convention and election guideline will be presented at the meeting. The Nepali Congress has made public the schedule of the 14th General Convention to be held in Kathmandu from September 1st to 4. Secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Baikunta Arial, has stressed on the need to make the government media more organized and competitive. At the welcome program organized in the ministry today, Secretary Dr. Arial expressed the view that the necessary policy arrangements and regulatory system should be streamlined to make the mass media sector independent, dignified and competitive. A new government is going to be formed in Lumbini province today. The alliance of parties comprising Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Center, Janata Samajwadi Party and Rashtriya Janamorcha is going to stake its claim before Province C for the same. Province Chief Amik Serchan has determined 3 PM today as the deadline to stake their claim for the formation of the new government. The government of Nepal had decided to vaccinate university students above the age of 20. Minister of State for Health and Population Umesh Shrestha tweeted on Wednesday stating that it has been decided to vaccinate students of the university above 20 years old on the basis of identity cards. According to the ministry, 60,000 students who are preparing for the exam of Tribhuvan University and other universities will be vaccinated. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy in the country. The division said light to moderate rain is possible at many places of the country and there are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudur Paschim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Afghanistan has replaced its army chief as Taliban militants continue to make rapid advances. The insurgents have now taken control of at least 9 of the country's 34 provincial capitals. Heavy fighting was reported on Wednesday in the cities of Kandahar and Ghazni. According to UN, more than 1,000 civilians have been killed in Afghanistan in the past month. A tourist helicopter with 16 people on board has crashed into a lake in Russia's Far East. There were 8 known survivors, Russian media quoted emergency ministry officials as saying. 13 tourists, including a child and 3 crew were on board when the Mi-8 crashed and sank in the Kuril Lake on the Kamchatka Peninsula. Emergency ministry rescuers and divers have been sent to the area to search for those still unaccounted for. The helicopter belonging to the VTS Aero Company is reportedly lying at a depth of 100 meters in the lake. At least 13 people have died and dozens more are trapped under debris after a landslide in a Himalayan district in northern India. Falling boulders swept a truck, a bus and other vehicles from a stretch of highway in Himachal Pradesh state. Rescue operations are being hampered by rocks that are continuing to fall, officials say. Several deadly landslides have hit India in recent months during an unusually heavy monsoon season. Wednesday's landslide occurred on a highway in Kinnaur district. 10 people have been rescued, but about 30 others are still trapped, reports say. Border police are taking part in the rescue efforts and the National Disaster Response Force has been put on alert. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. International Youth Day being celebrated today. New government to be formed in Lumbini province. Public and private vehicles banned after 8 p.m. in Kathmandu Valley, and at least 13 people died and dozens trapped in India landslide. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinewithnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.